I spoke with Janice Bettinger, Vice Provost and Director of the USU Office of Global Engagement. She says she's worried about what the future holds. So, Janice, how has the executive order affected the Global Engagement Office?
Well, there's a lot of apprehension. Of course, we have students from the 7 countries who are listed in the ban on immigration for the next 90 days. We also have Muslim students who are not from those countries, who are very apprehensive. And the feeling in the international student community at USU, which is probably typical around the United States, is we're not welcome here. We're not welcome here in this country. Do we want to stay? Am I welcome in the United States? Should I consider Canada or some other country?
What do you say to concerns like that?
Well, we try to let them know how much we appreciate them. So mirroring the statement that was put out by President Cockett on Monday, we deeply care about our international students, our visiting scholars, our international faculty and staff. And we hope that we're going to get through this, and we as an institution will do whatever we can to help them, to advise them on their visas, to do everything within the law that we can, to give them some advice like we did in the statement. You know, if you are from these 7 countries, probably the best thing you should do is not to travel outside the U.S. because you may not be able to get back in.
How will this affect students who are planning to travel over spring break?
So the 90 days for the students who are from those 7 countries is about the length of spring break. But many of those students, you know, they're not graduating in May. They're coming back in the fall to continue their degree programs. There are also some students who were planning to do research in other countries. And so those students, their plans have been interrupted. They may not be able to see their family this summer because they would be risking, if they left the country, they may not be able to get back into the U.S. and finish their degree. Their plans for research, if they leave the country to do the research that's part of their program of study, they cannot get back in the country to finish their degree.
So how do you think things will work out?
So I'm not going to predict what is going to happen. I'm very apprehensive about what the future holds, whether more countries will be added to the list. I know the news is saying, oh, this is just a temporary ban. Well, it's a 90-day ban for nationals of those 7 countries. It's a 120-day ban for the refugees from those countries. And it's a permanent ban, as far basically indefinite, we don't know when it's going to end, on refugees from Syria. So I really don't know.
So what are you and the Global Engagement Office trying to do to help international students and faculty?
So what we're trying to do is really reinforce President Cockett's message. We deeply care about you, and we will do everything we can to help you. We have, you know, of course, no control over, you know, whether or not the executive order stays or goes, but we are keeping on top of all the information. And so we say, don't panic yet. Come on into our office, sit down with one of our immigration advisors, and we'll look specifically at your situation and do our best to give you the best information we have available.
Thank you again for talking with me, Janice.
You're welcome.
And with Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.